For most writers, the act of writing is a form of therapy, a way of making sense of the world and their place within it. Now, Joe Rowling is writing again. So, Joe, what are you writing now?
A story that I describe as a political fairy tale. And it's for, I think, slightly younger children. So that will probably be the next thing that I finish. I'm not in a mad hurry to publish. I would like to take my time.
Why?
Because I've lived with deadlines for 10 years, and I'm currently able to luxuriate in the fact that no one's really expecting it, no one knows anything about it, so I feel as though I've gone right back to the beginning of where I was on Philosopher's Stone, when it was my private world, and I'd really like to enjoy that sole possession for a while.
Political fairy tale, that's all you're prepared to say?
I think that's quite a lot, James.
It's the end of a year of filming. There are just a few more questions I want to ask. When were you happiest?
Hospital, for the birth of each of my children, and Venice last year with Neil.
What's your biggest regret?
That I didn't keep my mother on the telephone longer the last time I spoke to her.
What do you still want to achieve?
I want to get better.
Do you ever feel you just got lucky?
Having the idea was lucky.
Do you ever feel a fraud?
Less as I get older, but I have done.
What keeps you going?
I'm a born trier.
Why do you still write?
Because I love it and I need it.
How would you like to be remembered?
As someone who did the best she could with the talent she had.